Hello, podcast listener. Provided that there's any podcast listeners actually able to access this podcast to listen to it. Yeah, I say that because for some reason it seems that almost like magic, I guess, the ability to see my favorite podcasts or the thing that I am to click on that says favorites, that's supposed to be up at the right side top of my phone, screen is gone. Just boom, it's gone. So I have no way to see my list of favorite podcasts, much less click on any of them, because I can't get to that spot because there is no more a place that has this little word saying up at the top of my screen, favorites, so I can click on it and get to my favorite podcasts. Come on, Anchor FM, get your shit together already. It is ridiculous. So much glitchiness still. And this is like going into my second year off and on. I've tried, I've struggled. I am so knowing. How does Anchor FM not notice? There is a sea ever growing in size of people who have done podcasts through the Anchor FM podcast platform and app. And they have had really great starts. A lot of them have awesome ideas, so much imagination, so many different really cool niches that people have found for themselves or created for themselves. And literally, it gets off to a great start, and then it's like out of nowhere, boom. It's like maybe one, maybe two, maybe three, maybe four, maybe a dozen podcasts, and then nothing, right? And there are a sea of podcasts where it just, like, they must have started out and got as far as, you know, naming and saving and all that, right? The podcast name, the podcast email address, you know, filling in all of that and got all the foundations set. And then they probably tried to do something like, oh, I don't know, do a phone interview, for instance. Which apparently I know is still a glitch problem that has yet to be addressed by Anchor FM, because guess what? Recently, listening to a podcast that was brand new to me, and I'm, you know, just starting to get into it and enjoy the beginnings of this brand new podcast. And I think it's like the third episode. The lady is trying to interview someone else, and it was so glitchy going in and out and all these pops and things going on. You couldn't even really hear well what was being said because it was going in and out so much. And it was like you couldn't even like really guess some parts because how long it was out for. And it was just ridiculous. And I can't help but to think, oh, wow, this is going to be yet another podcast that's probably going to just, you know, be no more all of a sudden. Because the podcaster that is trying to do the interview and or anybody that would be likely to be a part of the interview for that podcast for the future, if that's the way it's going to always go, of course, word of mouth and all that, right? How is that podcast or podcaster going to get other people to be on the show if it's going to be like that, where it is just going to be a glitchy hot mess? I mean, come on. You know, Anchor FM, it's great. You know, you probably had all the best intentions and you got something started here and you help to make, you know, a lot of people with a lot of great podcasts. That's all well and good. But what about the ever-growing sea of podcasts that could have been every bit as good as those that somehow, some way, have figured ways around your glitches or going to other things, I guess, and maybe recording through there and maybe downloading, and maybe they're more tech savvy than most of us. And that's the reason and that's the difference there, that those other podcasts seem to be making at least basically a success of their podcast, Whereas all the others, the majority of the podcasts are just beginnings of podcasts and they are abandoned. Okay. So you need to really anchor, get your shit together ASAP. You need to get maybe more people that are brand, you need to get new people on board that maybe are the people that are the bridge between your brand, your platform and service, and those who are trying to utilize that are just not tech savvy people, just everyday people that are creatives and that are about starting a podcast and continuing that podcast and growing that podcast and making it better and better and better. If you want to keep everything exactly as it is and not improve things and not make things better and better and better and continue to grow and improve with time, then you need to get out of the podcasting right now and hand it over to somebody or a group of somebodies that can handle that or are about that. And stop, please, with the glitchiness. However you can do it, ASAP, please, I beg of you, stop the glitchiness. And if you have to do a notice to everybody that the system's going to be down, let everybody know that the system's going to be down in any and every way you can before taking the system down. But I think you really need to take the system down and do a rehaul, as they say, a redesign and a rehaul of the app, especially the app, and very likely the entire platform, maybe your brand itself as well, and just like, really get some fresh folks in on it. And I think that it's not too late, that this can really be just the beginnings and the foundation of something that can grow to be something way probably beyond our imaginings in this at this point. Already a lot has been, at least begun to, and it's not really been achieved, but it's like it could be if only. So yes, Anchor FM. Please, and you listeners, please push Anchor FM in any and all ways you can think to do so to address this very important situation and start making positive improvements very soon for all of our sakes. And yeah, for the sake of podcasting itself, it's very important. The future of podcasting and the future of a revival in real life, real people reporting and journalism and journalistic integrity and all of these great things are reliant on people and places and things and technologies. And yes, podcasting is important and it could grow in importance and it could prove to be a great force of truth and justice and many other great things. But I really fear that that won't happen if all we have to rely on is maybe one or two platforms on which everyday people can even come to create a podcast. And one is like truly obscure, and you would literally have to be above average tech savvy to really even get half as far as Anchor FM lets you get with the other one. And with Anchor FM at least initially seems amazingly, in comparison to that other one, amazingly easy by comparison to get it started and to at least create the podcasts. Like logo picture and, putting in the address, the URL for the podcast, that initial sign up or fill in for the sheet, for the podcast and for the account and all that is basically simple enough, even for not so savvy people to figure out fairly quickly. And recording just yourself, like I'm doing right now, is basically, at least most of the time, not so very glitchy and is simple enough. But seriously, almost everything else about this process with Anchor FM is far from easy and very much glitchy and frustrating. And even the most patient people, it's gotten so bad. I could foresee even the most patient of people just sort of eventually giving up on it and just saying, forget it, trying something else, like maybe, YouTubing or, going back to the old schooly blog, as their means of expression. So, yeah. Come on, Anchor FM. Come on.
Okay. All right.